It certainly is. Time for a change. You are listening to UR Radio. This is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and I am your host tonight for the show Conscious Co-Creating, Tools to Empower You. We're here every Tuesday evening from 8 to 9 Eastern, and most of the time I play an hour of great music beforehand. Tonight it was some good old-time rock and roll. And for the next hour, we are going to be discussing tools to empower your conscious evolution. This is Western North Carolina Community Media Center, UR Radio is a part of. My name again is Louisa Dyer. I am a holistic counselor and a metaphysical author, and you're welcome to check out my websites to sort of see where I'm coming from, louisadyer.com, louisadyer.net. And during the show, please feel free to submit any questions or comments or suggestions through the Facebook page for this show, which is called Conscious Co-Creating Online Radio. And I will do my best to respond either during or after the show. You can also email me through my website if you're not a Facebook person. My intention in doing this show is to have a good time while also being of service, to feel inspired and hopefully be inspiring by sharing the numerous tools that are available at this point in humanity's existence. There's so many tools that will help us learn how to thrive instead of just survive. And that's what I'm doing here. So if you're interested in personal growth or spiritual evolution, or if you just want a life that's filled with more joy and peace, if you just want to feel better, then please know that all the tools to help you do that are available. These are amazing times we live in. And over the last couple of months, we have talked a great deal about the three enlightened beings who are my favorite teachers, David Hawkins, Eckhart Tolle, and Byron Katie. They all have websites and books that help us understand this human journey and be happier in it. Each of those enlightened beings offers many, many ways and many tools to come more into an alignment with your heart and your soul. And a lot of those they offer for free on their websites. I highly recommend checking them out. Tonight, what we're going to be discussing is something that's very near and dear to my own heart, which is called WOW work or WOW processing. And what WOW work is it's a tool that can be used to clear almost any challenge that you've been experiencing, whether that challenge is related to goal achievement or spiritual evolution or perhaps physical symptoms from any illness or emotional turmoil or mental confusion, conundrums. And WOW is especially good for integrating and then grounding in us those epiphanies that we often have, those aha moments when we experience a higher state of consciousness for a moment. WOW is really good at helping to integrate those into our daily lives. You know, some people get those high moments from dancing or from meditating or from prayer or from making really deep connections with friends. There are a lot of ways. It's like all three of those enlightened beings that I mentioned, each of them gives a very different way to get to basically the same place, which is a place of a much greater sense of inner peace. The reason that I'm talking about WOW, actually, tonight, is it's a process that I co-created with my dear friend Laura Tirolia, who hopefully is going to be on the Facebook page answering questions if I cannot during the show. And we've been invited to the Omega Institute up in Rhinebeck, New York, with Conscious Dancer is putting on a movement conference called Move Mix, bringing together some of the best people in dance, in conscious movement, in the whole field at the moment. And we've been invited to take WOW there and help use that to do some of that integration work that I was talking about. And so that's actually why I'm going to do a whole show on what WOW is, so that more people can understand what it is and the benefits of it and where it came from. And a lot of people ask me, how does it work? Because on the surface, it sort of seems simple, even though what you get out of it doesn't often seem simple. But basically what WOW work is, there's two processes right now. One is called the WOW process. One is called Wow and Love. And both of them are very powerful guided meditations that very lovingly uncover and clear away those painful thoughts, feelings, images that we've buried in our subconscious, in our mind, in our body. Eckhart Tolle, of course, calls that the pain body. And what he says the pain body is all the unexpressed or denied emotion that we've ever had in our lives. It doesn't go away. It lives inside of us. Therapists know that. Therapists know that emotions are actually cellular. There's been quite a number of books written about that. And so what Tolle has always said to do is just get present with the pain body, whatever's challenging, whatever's causing you pain, get present with it, and presence will shift it. That's a wonderful thing, and when you can do that, it really does work. The problem is most of us don't know how to do that. Actually, wow processing gives us a very straightforward, very easy way to get present with whatever's challenging and let presence shift it. You know, it's like humans, we suffer, and there's so many ways for us to give up suffering, and every spiritual teacher throughout time has told us that suffering is optional. And so all that suffering that we experience, whether it's mental or emotional or physical or spiritual, all of it comes about through the pain body or through the ego, through, you know, the sophisticated defense systems that we as humans have to avoid or to deny or to discount what's really going on inside of us. And we hurt because of that. And so what both wow processes do is just give us a very simple and loving format for alleviating that suffering. And that's really the purpose of all the wow work, is to have a simple, fast, and totally loving tool that will help alleviate all types of suffering and also help us to more fully embody this loving wholeness that we really are at the core of our beings. And the way it does that is it just makes it very simple to release the fear-based attachments that have kept us from that loving wholeness that lives in us. And then it helps us reclaim the vitality and the power that really is already ours. We just haven't known how to access that power. And wow gives us a way to do that that's really simple and really straightforward and really, really easy. And so at this point in time, there are two processes involved in the wow work. One is called the wow process, and one is called wow and love. They're quite different. The wow process focuses on a particular challenge or a specific goal, and it doesn't matter whether it's physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. What the wow process will do is help you focus on that issue, whatever it is, and it will clear out the old programming and then let you choose something new. And what's so wonderful about it is you actually do it in the process. It's not wishful thinking. It's actually manifest in the moment. The intention that we start with, I think, in the wow process is one of the things that makes it really powerful. And that intention is, I am willing to accept where I am and allow well-being. And so the power of that is acceptance. That's love. That's what presence is. And so when we're willing to accept where we are, to give up our analysis of it or our judgment of it, just accept where we are and notice it, and we're also willing at the same time to allow well-being, then it's like the whole universe begins pouring that well-being. Well, it's not that it begins pouring it into us, really. We already are it. It's that we begin opening to it. And then while in love, what that actually does is it clears out the unconscious stockpile of negative thoughts and feelings that most of us carry around. Any negative thing that we've ever thought about or toward someone else or something, it's still in us. Any negative perception that we've had, you know, of someone else, what they think about us or what they want from us or something dreadful that we saw on the news. All those less than loving thoughts and feelings, they're stuck in us unless we've found another way to release them. They're stuck in us. And what WOW and Love does is literally gives us a way to throw it away, to be free of it. And it literally clears out those less than loving energies that we've been holding. And usually it's unconsciously. We don't know we're holding them. If we did, we would be free of them if we knew how. And so when we let them go, when we notice them and we let them go, what that does is it immediately opens us up to experience more love and more energy, more goodness, more joy in our living. So the WOW and Love process is, it's a powerhouse, really, for this dynamic inner change. And it expands the heart's capacity and it opens the mind. And the intention that that process begins with, I think, too, is a big piece of how it works. And that is, I am willing to experience more love and greater peace. Very simple. Both of those intentions in the WOW process and in WOW and Love are very simple. And that's the beauty of anything that's really worthwhile. Truth is usually simple. It may not necessarily be easy to live or even to face sometimes, but it's simple. And so what we've done with WOW work is create something that is simple and easy. And the way that the difference in the WOW process and a lot of other energy psychologies out there, I just want to say a little bit about how Laura and I came to create this thing that we now call WOW work or WOW processing. Laura and I met in a class for an energy psychology called PEAT. And both of us had studied various forms of energy psychology. There's a number of them. They all have initials, PEAT, TAT, EFT, EMDR. They all stand for different things. And both Laura and I had had experience with a number of those. And there were things we liked about each one of them. And there were things we didn't like about each one of them. And so as we started working together, we started shifting and changing. And finally, we just realized, why don't we attempt to develop something that has everything in it that we like and nothing in it that we don't like? And so we set about starting to do that. And originally, we called the process WOW, W-O-W, because it stood for welcoming oneness and well-being. And it was this beautiful meditation that took you into sort of a peak state. And it was quite lovely and wonderful. And then it started shifting, and we wanted it to be much more therapeutic. And it was actually reading Eckhart Tolle's book, A New Earth, that really catalyzed the WOW process and turned it into this process that's specifically designed to face, to look at, to accept, to notice, whatever the challenge is, so that we get present with it and presence shifts it. It's the easiest way to clear out unconscious gunk that I, as somebody who's been practicing psychology for about 30 years, it is the easiest way to do that that I've ever discovered. I've had a number of clients actually tell me it's like 6 months worth of therapy in a 90-minute session. But most of the time, I don't see people using it for what I would think of as therapy. Most of the time, I see people using it for goal achievement or for enhanced creativity or for clearing out some old resentment or anger that they've had, or losing weight or figuring out what their problems are around money. People use the WOW process to focus on every imaginable issue. And so far, it's proven to be effective with pretty much anything that anybody has used it with. And part of what makes WOW so profoundly powerful, other than the intention, is that both processes begin with two exercises that balance and stabilize the whole electrical system. One is called the duck's beak, one is called alternate nostril breathing. And Laura and I did not make those up. Those have been around for a really long time. But what the duck's beak exercise does is it eliminates self-sabotage. And if you want to know how to do that exercise, if you go to the WOW website, which is thewowprocess.com. There is an illustration, there's a description and of how to do the duck speak exercise. And what it does is it aligns all the energy flows in your body. And when all the energy in your body is aligned, you cannot self-sabotage yourself. And so it temporarily alleviates self-sabotage. And then the alternate nostril breathing balances both hemispheres of the brain so that you actually have all of you present when you begin the wow processing, either one of them. And so we do those balancing and stabilizing exercises, and then we state that intention. And then we use very specific and deliberate breathing patterns. All of this is designed to generate, to build presence. And what is presence? I've had many people ask me, what is presence? There's a lot of ways you can think about it. I think about it as inner divinity, or the God spark within, or your higher self, or universal love. Spirit is the essence of life itself. It is the power that's in the universe. And when we get still, that's what meditation of any type really is about, is that when we get still and quiet and just sit and focus, we access that presence because it's in us as well as being all around us. And wow processing just gives us a very formatted way to use that presence to clear out whatever has been challenging. And part of how we do that is with the wow hand position. And that's really the only, people often talk about spiritual technologies. And that's really the only technology other than the Metascript, the meditation itself, is the wow hand position. And the wow hand position, again, is a very simple thing, but it's very, very powerful. And the way we came up with not only the hand position, but the processes themselves, is we worked with nature intelligence. We worked with our own higher selves. And I also worked with the Akashic Records of human growth and development to really discover what is it that's required for a human to actually notice what a problem is and be willing and able to let it go and then fill that space where the problem was with this renewed energy and vigor and vitality. So we had a lot of help in creating this, and both processes have really refined themselves over the years. But anyway, the well hand position, which is what sort of sets the whole thing in motion, is very, very simple. The wow hand position is you put the left hand over the heart area and you put the right hand behind the head with the thumb in the little dip where the spine meets the skull, the little occipital dip. And the back of the head rests really comfortably in that right palm. So the left hand is over the heart area with at least three fingers on that left hand touching the sternum somewhere. So it doesn't really matter where your hand is, as long as it's, you know, like on or above your breast, over the heart area, with at least three fingers touching the sternum. And they can be barely touching or they can be lying right on top of it. It doesn't really matter. Just what's comfortable, resting that left hand over the heart area and the right hand behind the head with the thumb in the dip between the spine and the skull. What that hand position does is quite miraculous, actually. Immediately, what it does is it sets up this reciprocal flow between your heart and your mind, between your spirit and your personality, between your body and your soul. It's really, it begins to function as what Laura and I like to call quantum biofeedback, because it's giving all of you information that it didn't have before, because we're not integrated, most of us. And so when we go into that wow hand position, there becomes this quantum feedback loop where all of us is getting all of the information from all of the different parts of us, and we're beginning to be informed by our heart, by our divinity that lives in our heart. And so what we do in WOW processing is we say where we are and where we want to be while we're in that WOW hand position. And so what we're actually doing when we do that is we're setting up a pathway. We're literally setting up a pathway from where we are to where we want to be. And then the process actually helps us walk that path and clear out all the obstacles that have been in the way of us being where we want to be. It's kind of magical, actually, the way that it happens. I think it's just pretty amazing. And so because we start with the balancing and stabilizing with the duck's beak and the alternate nostril breathing, we're aligned, we're already clear, and then we have our intention stated that, you know, we accept where we are and we allow well-being. So it's like we've stated our willingness to be okay right where we are, and we have a clear vision of where we want to be. And that's what we have to do as humans. We are beings of free will. And I think a lot of the times, especially I can say this from having been a therapist, a counselor, and psychologist for so long, what usually keeps people stuck is one of two things. Either they can't see what the problem is, and so there's no way to let it go, or they see what the problem is and they're so overwhelmed by it that then they either try to deny it or hide it or pretend like it isn't there. And so then you also can't let go of it. One of my favorite teachers is David Hawkins, and I love what he says. He says that whether you're talking about a goal that you want to achieve in the physical world or whether you're talking about enlightenment itself, there's never anything to gain. There's only obstacles that have been in our way. And so really all that there ever is to do is to notice what the obstacles are and release them. And that's what WOW processing really does. It lets us actually admit, accept responsibility for where we are, and then it gives us permission to envision where we want to be. And when we actually do that in the WOW hand position, we set up the pathway to make it possible for us to get from here to there. And then the process just moves all the obstacles out of the way. We don't do it. The ego is not doing it. There's nothing to figure out when you're doing WOW work. There's just a willingness to be present and allowing presence to shift all the stuff out of the way. It's really quite magical. So I've just noticed the time, and I've just been talking away. I love it. And I want to take a little musical break now, give you time to digest whatever I've said. And if you have any questions, by all means, go to the Facebook page for Conscious Co-Creating Online Radio. And I would love your questions, your comments, your suggestions. And or you can email me through my website, which again is louisadyer.com, louisadyer.com or .net. And I will be happy to answer any of your questions, or I'd love your feedback and your comments. You are, again, listening to UR Radio at Western North Carolina Community Media Center, and I am going to play a little Alicia Keys called Loving You, because that's what I'm doing. I'll see you back in a few minutes.
Let me try something real quick.
If I gave you forever, would you take care of me? Would you take me for granted? Don't let
that was Alicia Keys. Really love that music. You are listening to UR Radio. This is Reverend Louisa Dyer. And our show this evening is Conscious Co-Creating Tools to Empower You. And we are here every Tuesday evening from 8 to 9. And tonight we are talking about wow work, wow processing. And the two different wow processes that are available at the moment are called, one is called the wow process, and one is called wow and love, and they're very different. And before I totally forget to do it, I want to say that when Laura and I first developed this work, we were so excited and amazed by it that we created an ebook called Wow, You Really Can Feel Better. And because we thought everybody was going to want to be doing this with their friends and their family and their loved ones, because it was so amazing to facilitate a process for somebody. And so people seemed interested. They loved doing it with us. So we put the ebook out there, and there are a few people who are facilitating the WOW process. Actually, there's a number of people who are facilitating the WOW process for other people. And it's quite amazing, and anybody can do it. You do not have to, have a master's degree in psychology. It's very simple. You read it, you follow instructions, you can do it. There's a meta script with everything you need to know is in the WOW ebook so that you can facilitate a WOW process for someone else. Well, after about a year of people asking us how could they just do it with themselves, I finally did a recording, and we made recordings of both those processes. And so now there is a CD. It's a two-disc CD set with the WOW and Love process on one and the WOW process on the other. You can also download those online as MP3s and just listen that way, or make your own disc if you want to. And each of those has all the instructions on it, the MP3 or the two CD disc. It has the introduction to WOW technology on it to give you an idea of what you're actually doing. It tells you the WOW hand positions. It gives you those preparation techniques that we talked about before, the duck's beak and the alternate nostril breathing. And then it has the WOW process, or the WOW and Love. And each CD also has a PDF on it that's like a 10 or a 12-page guide with illustrations of how to do those processes. So you don't have to buy the ebook in order to, know how to do the hand positions, or you can just do the recordings and you can listen to it yourself, or you can get one or two or 10 other people together with you to listen to the recordings. Laura and I like to do that together, listen to a recording together. But I will tell you what I still like the best, and I think most people do actually, is to have the process facilitated for you by someone else, because there's something really magical about someone holding that space while you move through all this really deep, powerful work. It's really easy to facilitate it for someone else. And in order to do that, there is an ebook that tells you how to do that called Wow, You Really Can Feel Better. If you don't want to facilitate it for someone else, if you just want to listen and do your own processing, then the recordings are perfect for that. And of course, all that information is on the Wow website, which is just called thewowprocess.com. You can also find most of that information on my website, which is louisadyer.com. So let's get back to what we were talking about in terms of how the process actually works. A lot of people really want to know that. And I think as somebody who was a therapist for a long time, and just for those of you who don't know, I don't consider myself a therapist any longer, even though that was my training and my background. I think of myself now as more of a spiritual coach or counselor, and I help people get really clear about who they are and what their soul's work is and their life's path is. But what I notice for most of us is that we have a really hard time taking responsibility for where we are. It's really our egos make it very easy for us to project outward. You made me feel that, or he made me do that, or she made me feel that. We tend to project whatever it is that's going on inside of us onto an external person or situation. And as long as we do that, then we can never be free of it. Because it's like if you're holding something in your hand, There's no way that you can hold something else in your hand until you notice you already have your hand closed over something else. Open it up, look and see what it is, let it go. Now you can pick something else up in your hand. And it's like that in our psyches as well. If we're holding on to something and we haven't admitted that we have, then we can't let it go. And so if we're projecting, if I think my pain, my suffering, my illness, my problem is because of anybody or anything else, I have not taken responsibility for what's going on inside of me. And the reason we don't do that is because we have so much blame and shame in our culture that I think a lot of us get overwhelmed by the idea. And if we think, okay, how did I create this? Or how did this happen? Or how am I feeling? We're afraid we're going to be overwhelmed and we're going to blame or shame ourselves. And so what we do then is we try to make whatever the problem is unconscious. We try to deny it or ignore it or pretend like it isn't there. Or we just make somebody else at fault and then we don't feel at fault. And we do that as a way to try to make ourselves feel better. And so what the WOW process just naturally does in a very easy, loving, non-threatening kind of way is it helps us take responsibility for actually what's going on inside of us. So you would never do a WOW process around what somebody else is or is not doing. You always do a WOW process about what's going on inside of you. And that, it's just simple. And so you take responsibility for where you are. And when you do that, all of a sudden, you can actually have permission within yourself to know what it is that you really want. And that's the other thing I've noticed as a counselor and working with people for so many years is most of us don't let ourselves know what we really want because we already have an idea that we can't have it. And so we think if we actually let ourselves know what we want it and then can't have it, then that's going to hurt really, really bad. So we don't do that. And so WOW does this magical thing that's really unusual in our culture. It has us take responsibility for what's going on inside of us in a loving way. There's no shame or blame involved. And that lets us automatically say, wow, and what I want is, and we get to see what we really want. And most of us haven't actually done that before. And that's what the pathway that I was talking about earlier, that's what happens is we set up a pathway from where we are to where we want to be, and then the process just helps us walk it, moving all of that stuff out of the way, whatever it's been in our way that has kept us from either knowing what we want or living what we want. The process just very gently and lovingly helps us see what that is and release it. And so each step in the WOW process accomplishes a very specific goal. And rather than go through each one of the steps, because I think that might get a little monotonous, I'll just talk about it in a general way. What energy psychology and energy medicine has actually discovered and is using now in terms of healing various things. And actually, psychologists have known it forever. Emotions are stored in the body. And humans, we store emotional trauma. We store it in the body. We also, whenever we make decisions of defeat, like whenever something, you know, happens that we don't like or that we feel afraid of or guilty about or ashamed of in some way, we make decisions that are usually unconscious that are negative. And those limiting beliefs then color everything that we think, say, and do from that moment forward. And so what the WOW process, what a lot of energy psychologies are doing, is attempting to clear out those unconscious beliefs or traumas in the body or decisions of defeat or any visual imagery that was associated with it. Whatever it is, however we've stored it in us, all those ways that we have blocked forward movement, and it's mostly unconscious. We don't even know that we've done it. And so what the WOW work does is it actually accesses this subconscious material using very specific words and breathing patterns and the WOW hand position and intention it accesses that subconscious material, but then we don't have to do anything with it. Because we're being present, presence is what's clearing it away. You know, Eckhart Tolle explains that really beautifully in his book, A New Earth. He says that with the pain body, and what he means by that is anytime you're suffering, anytime you are having a negative or unhappy feeling, that's pain body. Anytime something physically is going wrong in your own body, that's also pain body. And what Tolle says, actually what David Hawkins says as well, if we can just get present with it, meaning notice it without any judgment, without any resistance, without any avoidance or any denial, just really notice it. We get present with it, and presence literally transforms the suffering. It actually transmutes it into more presence. You know, sort of like a caterpillar becomes a butterfly. That's what happens if you bring presence to suffering. Presence changes the suffering into more presence. And what is presence? It's love. It's peace. It's the divinity within you. It's God. It's universal energy. It's whatever you want to call it. Laurie and I worked with Nature Intelligence and with the Akashic Records of Human Growth and Development and our higher selves to figure out, how do we create something that will do that without triggering shame, without triggering some sort of backlash, that will feel good while we're doing it, but that will also create lasting change? Because that's what we wanted. We wanted something that was powerful, but that wasn't going to hurt. We wanted something that was going to be very, very loving and lasting. And so we created it based on ancient wisdom of how to do that, holistic psychology, the best in what's going on with spiritual technology today, and modern energy medicine. And so WOW work does not require that you relive old pain or struggle with the ego. Really what WOW work does is build presence. And then presence does the work of dissolving whatever those obstacles were that were in your way to being or having what you really want. So really the only thing that's required of the person who's doing the WOW work is willingness to be present and the focus to be present. And then presence actually does the work. It's really quite fascinating. And so what happens in the first, there's actually in the WOW and Love process, as well as in the WOW process, there is sort of the first part and the second part. And what happens in the first half of the processing is that you're actually building presence. And then with that presence, you're accessing and releasing whatever the old, negative, painful programming was, whatever those beliefs or feelings, physical symptoms, whatever it is, you're accessing them and you're allowing presence to release them, to transmute them, to literally clear them out of your system so that whatever the basis or the root is of the challenge, it doesn't have a foundation anymore. And so it can just go away. And then in the second part of the processing, what we're doing there is we're literally activating and beginning to manifest in the moment whatever it was that you wanted related to the challenge that you were having before, related to what it is that you really, really want. And so it's a very profound process, but if you're just listening to the recording or if you're having someone facilitate the process for you, it can seem so simple and so easy because you're not doing any work. All you're doing is being present and noticing whatever is there and letting something that's bigger and much more loving than your own personal ego, pain body self, you're letting something much bigger and more loving do the work. It's really quite profound. And so what's happening, especially in the second part of the processing, is we're working with a truth that's been very clearly demonstrated in psychology and energy medicine, even in Western medicine, is using this truth now, that, you know, what we think is true is often true for us. It doesn't matter what the objective truth of it is. If I believe it's true for me, then it's probably going to be true for me. So a lot of times what we have to do is change what we believe is true, what we think is true for us, if we want to change what's going on with us. And for anybody who's tried to do that, you know that sometimes that's not the easiest thing to do, to change your beliefs. And so that's a big part of what's happening in the second part of WOW work, is it's just very easily and naturally shifting what your beliefs are around a particular thing. And the way that we're doing that in the process is, if you can envision something, then you can have it, you can be it. That what you envision directly affects what you experience. And so what WOW does is give you the space to discover what you really want and then experience it right there, right then. It becomes real. And when it's real, then you can choose it. And the power of that cannot be overstated. The first, we have to know what we want. We have to be willing to see what's in our way. We have to be willing to release whatever's in our way. And we have to be willing to experience what we want. And we can do that through the power of our imagination. We can do that in any moment that we want to. If we can envision it, we can experience it. And if we can experience it, then we can consciously choose that, because we're beings of free will. And so that's what happens in the WOW work, is we do exactly that. And then we do a very simple process of becoming willing, or at least willing to be willing, to bless and release whatever it was that created that challenge in the first place. We become willing, or willing to be willing, to forgive ourselves especially, but really anyone or anything that had anything to do with whatever that challenge originally was. And it's that willingness that really sets us free. It's amazing what that does in the process. And then we actually use energy psychology and what's understood about the meridian energies and the energy flows in the body to actually anchor that new reality that you've just experienced into your body, mind, and spirit. And we just use three really simple hand positions at the very end of the process to actually anchor your new experience, your new choice, into your mind, your body, your spirit, so that it's not some fantasy. It's not some wishful thinking. It's not some affirmation that you know is a lie and you're just wishing it would be true. You have actually created a new reality for yourself, and then you're grounding that into yourself, and you've literally already manifested it. And that's what I think makes WOW so incredibly different than a lot of the other processes that I've used. And just to make sure that that anchoring has actually happened, the way we close the WOW process, and this closing came straight from nature intelligence, because nature is inherently balanced. Humans, of course, were not inherently balanced. Nature is inherently balanced. So we worked with nature to create a closing for the WOW work that would actually balance and stabilize everything of benefit that had occurred during the process. And then we wanted something else. We wanted something that would really bring it home. And so the closing of the WOW process is actually, what's going on there is it's triangulating your physical self, which includes, of course, your body, but also your emotional self and your mental self. That ending process in WOW triangulates that physical personality self with your heart and with your soul. And that's, a lot of people talk about how that the last piece of that process just gives them so much peace. And I think it's because it's balanced. It's absolutely balanced. And you, no matter where you were when you started the process, if you allow this ending piece to happen, you are now triangulated with your heart and your soul, so that your everyday walking around personality is not totally invested in your ego or your pain body anymore. It now has an alignment with, a connection with your heart and with your soul. And that also makes moving forward in the way that you want to so much easier. Because when the body and the soul are aligned, then the person walking around in the world has the love and the support and the guidance that the soul is providing. And just as importantly, the soul has the feedback from the personality so that it knows what's needed in order for that forward movement to happen in a way that feels good. And so that's what's really happening at the end. You're triangulating yourself, your personality, who you think of when you say I or me, with your heart, which is the divinity within you, which is the love that rules the whole universe. That's what your heart really is. And your soul, that's your purpose. That's your particular, you know, reason for being, is whatever your soul is doing here. So that is a really long explanation for what WOW work is. And I just want to remind everybody again, I had said this before, but I think this is so important because I think we get so caught up in trying to figure things out and fix things that we forget this. And so I just want to bring it home that all three of those enlightened beings that I mentioned before, David Hawkins, Eckhart Tolle, Byron Katie, and all the other enlightened ones that have taught, they all tell us that there is nothing we have to gain in order to be happier or to be more peaceful or to be successful or even to become enlightened. All that's required is releasing whatever has blocked us from living that, because that's our deepest truth. Whether you call it joy, peace, success, enlightenment, that already exists in the core of you. And so growing or moving forward is just releasing whatever has blocked you from that. And that's the beauty of WOW, is that's what it does. It's a call to presence, and presence does the work of dissolving whatever those obstacles have been. You know, the truth is most of us, most humans, have numerous layers of protective armor, of convoluted, confusing, and totally brilliant, really, survival strategies that we wouldn't be alive if we didn't have those. We've all learned crazy, crazy, crazy things to do and to think and to be just as a way to survive because it worked in the moment. And then it gets stuck as a program and we don't know how to undo it. And a lot of those protective sorts of decisions, they're made in utero or they're made at birth or in early childhood. And those early decisions that we made in an effort to be safe or feel safe, they impact everything we do after that. They color every choice that we make ever after. And it's all unconscious for the most part. And so every time we use the WOW processing, we're releasing those deep layers of programming that have kept us from knowing that love that lives in the core of our being. And it's not that we eliminate those survival strategies, because we couldn't live without some of them. But what we do is we update them so that now we're more conscious and we become responsive rather than reactive. We become more mature. It's like one of the things Laura likes to say is that WOW helps us grow up. And I think that's really true. WOW helps us grow up. And so that's what the WOW work is. That's what WOW processing is. It can be used for anything at all, any challenge, whether physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual, any goal that you want to achieve, any grounding, any state of consciousness that you want to actually embody more, it can be used for that. If you want to be free of pain, guilt, fear, negative, less than loving thoughts or feelings, WOW work can really help you do that. The WOW process and WOW in love, very different processes in one way, very similar in another, in that they use the power of presence along with a clear intention and the willingness to just notice what is and breathe and let presence shift it. It's really quite phenomenal. I'm thinking right now of a friend of mine who says every time she does it, gosh, that was like 6 months worth of therapy. And you know, the both processes are about an hour long. So I would just invite everyone to check out the wowprocess.com, check out my website, louisadyer.com. If you have any questions at all, please feel free to ask them either through the Facebook page for this radio show, which is Conscious Co-Creating Online Radio, or send me an email through my website, and I would be happy to answer your questions. And we are just about out of time here. It's amazing to me how that happens, and yet it does. And I just want to remind everyone that the name of the show is Conscious Co-Creating, Tools to Empower You. And we're here every Tuesday evening from 8 to 9 Eastern. And for those of you who want to tune in early, I usually play some sort of really great music for an hour before this show starts. And you are listening to UR Radio, which is out of Western North Carolina Community Media Center. And we hope that we're going to continue to be on the air here. And I look forward to seeing everybody again next Tuesday evening. And I really look forward to hearing your comments, feedback, suggestions about the WOW process. The WOW process also has a Facebook page. And so for those of you who are doing WOW processing, by all means, post some of the amazing upshifts that you have so that other people can see how cool that really is, how easy it is. So I'm going to bid everyone a wonderful good night, and thank you all very much for listening. I've had a really good time talking about WOW work. It has been one of the most profound tools that I've ever discovered, and I feel like I did discover it even though I helped create it. And so we're going to close out with the theme song for our show, which is Time for a Change by Here to Here. And hopefully we are all in the midst of that change right now. Have a great evening, everyone. I'll see you next week.
Time for a change. Where my heroes at? Where my soldiers at? Where my presidents and citizens and all that jazz? Where my artists at? Where my dreamers at? Where my activists and hippie chicks and I know that we can do it, we can change the world. I know that we can be it, we can be the change we like to see. I know that we can do it, we can change the world. I know that we can be it, we can be the change we like to see. It's time for change. It's time for change. Where my farmers at? My corporations at? Where my scientists and pharmacists, my dealers at? Where my mother's at? Where my father's at? Where my human beings with beating hearts? Let's rock this track! I know that we can do it, we can change the world. I know that we can be it, we can be the change we like to see. I know that we can do it, we can change the world. Yeah.
cousin's hand. Where my